It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Hey, welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
Here we go.
Just extending the awesomeness that is the Plan B Morning Show. This morning actually kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of things went wrong with the system. I don't know.
Brock's on fire this morning.
I'm on fire, man. Nothing worse. Like, you're trying to work ahead and nothing is. Like, I have a huge list of things. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get ahead. I'm going to get done. Maybe get out of here a little bit earlier. Nope.
See, that's what happens when you scurry and try to get things done fast. It's like a thing my dad always taught me as a kid. He's like, just slow down.
But it's not even so much like I was scurrying. Like, we're working ahead.
Yeah,
everything was great.
That's true.
You know?
It's just one of those days. Maybe it's because of the snowfall.
Oh.
Maybe because it's so cold and snowy.
Well, you know what? Old man winter can kiss my ass. we did get some snow to start. It's turning like a rain now. I don't know if if you're listening to this later on, it could be snowing again. Yeah. I don't know. But, we got some snow this morning. Winter is right around the corner, man.
Yeah, I can't wait to whip a snowball at your face, bro.
Oh, God. I hope there's a rock in it. Hope it kills me and you feel terrible.
Jeez,
and then my ghost haunts you forever. I'm kind of ready for some winter activities. You know, if it's going to be cold, it might as well be snowy.
Yeah, it's going to be cold as balls. You might as well go full blown, right?
Exactly. Wintertime, I've learned to embrace it. See, down in Missouri, there wasn't anything to really do in the wintertime. And it never really was, like, wintry. Last year, man.
Kind of cold and gray.
Yeah, and like it was more icy than snowy. And yeah, but then you'd get like 70-degree days in January, and it just threw you off. You know, it'd be freezing one day and hot the next.
You know, it's funny. This morning, driving to work, it was the first snowfall, obviously, of the year.
Yep.
Dude, I suck at driving. I was hauling ass, sliding everywhere. I'm like, oh, yeah, forget. It's right there. You can see it on your windshield. You know you need to go slow. Not me, though, man.
You are the worst.
Oh, I can make this corner.
Well, I'm surprised there wasn't more accidents in popping up on like my feed. That usually like the first snow, the first heavy snow. There's so many people in.
Always something happening.
Yeah, always. I'm excited to go do some skiing. Probably gonna do some more snowmobiling this year. Try and get some ice fishing. I didn't do any last year. It was a good year for it too. But yeah, you got to keep yourself busy.
Have you ever been ice fishing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's been quite some time. But, ice fishing is interesting.
Yeah. See, I've never been ice fishing. I think I would do it now. Really, my fear was walking on the ice.
Yeah.
I could just see it.
Pussy.
I don't know, man. It sketches me out.
A little pussy.
Not to mention walking on the ice, and then you got to drill a hole the size of a basketball.
I'm so scared of the ice.
And then you got to stand around that hole. I mean, I guess it is, 3 feet thick?
It's thick. And you got to be very careful, you know, and you got to just don't go out when the ice is thin or thing like that. But you get it thick enough, you can drive a car out there.
Yeah.
You can drive a big old truck out there.
You know?
Sit out there.
Get out there.
Fish.
So what do you got? You got your little hut. You got your fishing pole, a nice little seat.
If you do, yeah, you can do like the huts or the shelters and everything. Some people have straight up like wood shacks that they drag out onto the ice.
Yeah.
If we do it, we should just do it on the buckets. You sit on the bucket. You get bundled up. You're fine.
You know, we could make a little campfire.
Yeah. Honestly, you could.
Can you really?
Yeah.
That was supposed to be a joke.
No, the ice is thick enough. You can put a fire on there.
Can you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I like that.
You think you're going to melt through 3 feet? It's cold enough where it just keeps it going. You'd be fine.
Right.
If we do, but we'll do a fire closer to you and not me.
Right.
I mean, anything.
All right, let's skip the fire.
But we got to definitely do some skiing. I am excited to do that. I'm a big fan of skiing. You snowboard, but I'm excited to hit the slopes.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Look all cool.
My knee's not. My knee's like, don't
actually,
do it, bro.
You might not be able to. And I think snowboarding's easier on the knees than skiing is.
Yeah.
Because skiing, it's all individual. At least snowboard, I don't think you're going to... You can't crank your knee as much on a snowboard.
Because you're separate. Yeah, you can definitely tweak a knee.
Oh, God, skiing, you can rip it off.
Yeah, if you pizza too much, there goes your knee.
French fry, for God's sake, French fry. I can't.
My God, his leg is backwards. I don't think he knows.
Yeah, I've tweaked the knee a couple times. And then when you fall over trying to get back up, oh, God.
Last time we went snowboarding, skiing, we went to Swiss Valley.
Yep.
And it was like towards the end of the night. Brock's like, I'm going on the big hill, and I'm going full speed, man. I'm gonna go out in victory.
Yeah,
well, you did.
I biffed it
with almost a broken neck.
I biffed it hard.
I look back, I'm like, where's Brock? And there's just like a big cloud of snow.
Well, see, we went down it the first time, no problem. But there's that one, and it is a down. And if you wobble at all, and the problem was I got too far back. Mm. Got too far back. I lost my center of gravity.
It's one thing you learn about skiing or snowboarding is when you're going down the hill, you think you're just going to fall and kind of slide it out. No. There's like 8 barrel rolls involved. Your limbs are just flopping around.
It had nothing to do with the multiple shots of fireball that I did while going up the hill on the ski lift.
Which hill do I go down? There's only one hill. You seen double, bro? Which hill should I...
Left or right?
All right. Just push me down the hill, man.
Do the one in the middle. All right. Do the one in the middle.
Blindfold me and push me.
So, yeah, get ready. Winter is upon us, and it's going to get cold.
Yeah, yeah. Nipply.
Nipply. Uh-huh. Ooh, yeah, my nipples. All right, that's going to do it for the podcast. Make sure you check out WIRX.com, and as always, tune into the Plan B Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. right here on Rock 107 WIRX. We'll see you next time.
Enjoy your weekend.